For several years, Wyoming's congressional delegation has introduced bills that would allow the state to use more of the Colorado River water in the Fontanelle Dam. Politicians have talked about the economic promise of the dam since it was built for agriculture in the 1960s, and now it's part of the state's plan to store more water. The project wouldn't change the size of the reservoir, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports, the plan could impact fishing.
Trout Unlimited project manager Nick Walrath has a fish tail for almost every bend of the Green River below the Fontanelle Dam in southwest Wyoming.
I drive my wife crazy because I'm like, remember that fish you caught right by that tree?
As we cross into Seatskiddy National Wildlife Refuge, we spot two young bald eagles perched on the bank, looking past us to the yellow bluffs. Wyoming Game and Fish biologist Robert Keith says this place harbors many kinds of birds, including a population of trumpeter swans that comes back every year.
This is their destination, that reach below Fontanelle Dam to winter and complete their life history.
Keith says waterfowl flock to Seatskiddy because the dam keeps the river flowing year-round.
You have a lot more water in the system below the reservoir through the low water months than you would if the reservoir didn't exist. In the winter months, it's kept from freezing.
The dam keeps the water warmer in winter and cooler in summer, which is why people like Walrath and Keith like to fish here.
The fishery below Fontanelle Dam historically would have been a warm water fishery, not of sport fish like we know, but of native species. But what the reservoir did was create conditions that were favorable for trout, and that allows a really popular trout fishery to persist below the dam.
Keith's interested in the plans to put rock or concrete armor called riprap on the lower part of the dam wall. Water is really powerful, and waves constantly knocking against an unprotected dam wall can cause erosion. The project would make it possible to draw more water from the Fontanelle Reservoir to deal with drought conditions. State engineer Patrick Terrell says they'll need federal approval to change the dam's design.
They didn't see a need to put the rock down there if the water level was never going to be down there. That was before we experienced the worst 16-year drought on the books, and now we're just sort of making sure that should we ever need that space, that it is available to us.
The idea is that an extra 80,000 acre-feet of storage at the bottom of the reservoir could protect water users in Wyoming if the state were forced to give up rights to drought-stricken users in downstream states. Senator John Barrasso and Representative Liz Cheney have introduced legislation to approve the riprap project, maintaining that it could make the area more attractive to new users, which could include new businesses. Governor Matt Mead's policy advisor Nephi Cole says storage projects like this one could really benefit Wyoming.
We have this great access to this resource for recreation, for industrial, municipal, agricultural use. We can use it for beautification. And, you know, it's water truly is the most precious commodity we have in the West. And in order for us to be able to utilize it for any use, we have to plan for it. We have to build the infrastructure needed for it.
Fontanelle was originally a diversion project meant to turn the area into productive farmland. But after the dam was built, the Bureau of Reclamation tested the idea and found out it didn't work. Right now, a few companies have rights to the reservoir water, though they aren't actively using them. Seatskiddy Wildlife Refuge and nearby towns hold others. And then there are the trout and the recreationists who they bring to the river. Game and Fish's Keith says the project could kill a lot of fish, or not. It depends on whether or not they decide to drain the reservoir.
The concerns really revolve around like how the project's implemented. If it's implemented in the wet and the reservoir and the river are maintained, impacts mostly go away. If it's implemented in the dry, depending on the time of year, then that's when it becomes concerns.
Keith says he and other biologists have met with Engineering Analytics, the consulting firm working to create a plan for the project. A representative of that company said they hear those concerns, but putting riprap in without emptying the reservoir would be pricey, possibly 6 or 7 times more expensive than if they drain the water. They'll come out with a public recommendation soon, but it could be years before construction begins, since the bill still hasn't passed Congress. Trout Unlimited's Walrath has also met with the company. He hopes that if this project does go through, the process will be collaborative.
There's a lot of people that have stake in this water and want to see good things happen. It's just what those good things are. I just hope we can all sit at the same table and everybody can see everybody else's point of view.
Leaving the river, Walrath and I run into an outfitter who had also been fishing that day. Ryan Hudson hasn't heard much about the Fontanelle Project, but he's interested. He says he spends about 180 days a year guiding out-of-staters on this and other stretches of the Green River.
That's how we pay our bills, pretty much. And we have a good population of some natural sustaining fish, and it's certainly a plus, and we'd like to keep it that way.
While supporters of the project would like to see more water in the state, the people using this stream don't want that to happen at the expense of fish. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.